Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
BlackAthlete.com, that's where it's at. From Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali, to Michael Jordan and Shaq, football, basketball, baseball, and everything in between. We focus on all the major players and stories, daily features, video on demand, and Black Athlete newspapers coming to a city near you. Tired of the same old sports programming? Check out BlackAthlete.com. Sports the way you like it.
Hi, this is Kathleen of The Kathleen Wells Show. We've been on a full year, and it's been a fabulous run, and you're going to want to join us. In fact, right now, we're doing a series called Voices from Palestine. My executive producer, Donna Nassour, she's in the Middle East, and she's conducting interviews right now with Palestinians in the West Bank, Palestinians in Bethlehem, Palestinians in East Jerusalem, and those interviews will be played on my show. So you're going to want to join us Wednesday from 2 to 3 on KCAA right here to hear voices from Palestine. You don't want to miss it. Join me.
That's KCAA Los Angeles. KCAA Los Angeles. Loma Linda Rancho Cucamonga. Yeah, down south. Yeah. Welcome to the GLC. Hope you enjoy this show. It's going to be crazy today. Try to get this stuff together. Go at 646-727-3649. Want me as far as you go? You can email me. And, GaryGrayBlackAthlete.com. GaryGrayBlackAthlete.com. North19@ATT.net. We have a call ready. 425 here. 425, go to the air.
Dude, your voice is like really stupid.
Thank you. Goodbye. Okay, welcome to the Cove. Rabbi New England Informer, with Dory Wade, CEO, Martin Massachusetts, and he's a Sound by Radio, African American News, WVON 1090. Michael Ingram, BSN, Toast Radio by Raw. We got it. Don't go in here. Be strong. 718-508-9216. My second home, WCLM online.com. Sports Talk Radio by Reggie, Cowboy Reggie, Tony Cobb, the G-Man, Glenn Brown, Hall of Fame Coach Lou Edison, HBCU News, 9 Pacific, 12 Eastern Time. You want to hear old school, I had a friend today, old school, with Mystery Man, but BT Brown, Get Down, and the even old Mystery Man on Saturday afternoon. In the WCM 1450 and WCM Online, the heart and soul of Richmond, Virginia. Also, the late, great Roy Rogers, CEO of BSN, New York City, New York, and the many BSN writers and broadcasters. Cannot forget 707 and the 609. right, we're gonna wrap it up here real quick, eh?
Tune into One Love Radio on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your hosts Rhonda Harper and Imani Wilmot on blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, Joe Zinder, Rhonda Harper, on the waves.
If you're looking for real talk on sports, politics, and other important issues, tune in to The Bachelor Pad every Monday through Friday beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. L.A. Bachelor and Tony McClain look to enlighten, empower, and educate people on the topics that people are talking about, but discuss them from a social, economical, and racial standpoint. It's sports, breaking news, updates, politics, great guests, and music in between. It's The Bachelor Pad every Monday through Friday beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Listen at www.thebachelorpad.biz. That's www.thebachelorpad.biz. Follow us at facebook.com/padnation and at Pad for Truth on Twitter. That's at Pad4Truth.
Check out In Our Opinion with Southern Eagle and Steel City Storm each Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, dude, stop with the lectures, stop with the threats. Be a human being, let the guy go up there and say goodbye, for God's sake.
Rick Pocket is another one. He pounded me probably about 4 or 5 times in my career. I never want to fight Cam Neely, never want to fight.
And I knew with the power that I possessed, well, I could tear a man zero. Again, only in theory because never done it yet.
How do you punish an Amish kid? Make him watch TV for 2 hours?
Sports talk, sports talk, sports talk. The way it was meant to be.
All right, you're joining the Gold Caravan, Soul Patrol, and Planation on Facebook.com. WGLD, what you want to hear, what you want to know, sports world. Write and read on blackaddy.com and get a different look at sports. Oh my God, 646-727-3649. And for that earlier caller, if you don't know what cerebral palsy is, you need to look it up. Because, brother, you need an education. I'm sorry, but you need an education. So, look up. Go to the dictionary and look up the word cerebral palsy. You understand what the situation is. So, it happens every once in a while. We have a call like that, so don't worry about it. It's that kind of week. Alright. News of the week. It's the NBA All-Star Game tomorrow. It's also Michael Jordan's 50th anniversary tomorrow. And I wanted to give a salute to Michael Jordan's 50th birthday and see if we can do this. Michael Jordan at 50 years old. And we know LeBron James might be in the dunk contest. But we don't know. We will see tomorrow. And he should be in the dunk contest, but being LeBron, we will see. And Michael Jordan, North Carolina, number 23. And I'll tell you, everybody wants to be like Mike. And Mike is an industry. He's an industry with shoes, commercials, owning a basketball team, and unretiring twice. And beat up my dick too. I like that. When he came back, he had a double nickel. And we will, this is salute to Michael Jordan and his Chicago Bulls. Do it right here. and Michael Jordan, and they said that nobody could win the scoring title and win the NBA title. Guess what? Michael Jordan did that. And interesting how the four-letter word network, who criticized Michael Jordan when he was a rookie in the first 2 years, and they now love Michael Jordan. The exact same thing is happening with Mr. LeBron James. Exactly. Almost in like deja vu over again. The four-letter network can't stand LeBron James. They did everything under the sun to LeBron James. What happened? LeBron James wins a championship, and the four-letter network is in love with LeBron James. Now, if LeBron James does not win 6 titles, guess what? The four-letter network will be at it again. And the way it goes, it's All-Star Week. And so it's All-Star Week this week. And we got a weekend East. Miami Heat, the window East, with James Wade and Bosch. Let's get to those seven up in here. Seven, you're up in the house.
It's 707, sir, Gary.
Yeah, up in the house. What's up, sir? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. This is All-Star Weekend, and just so your listeners do understand, when you refer to the four-letter network, what network are you referring to?
To be hesitant of words, it's ESPN.
Okay. Just wanted to be clear on that.
Yeah, no question.
No, because I was confused, because sometimes you call it the RAT network, R-A-T, and that's only 3 letters.
Yeah.
Or you call it the Mouse Network, M-O-U-S-E, owned by Disney, that's 5 letters, so I just wanted to be clear here.
Well, they love LeBron James. And it's the same network that criticized, demoralized LeBron James. And the same scenario they did it to Michael Jordan 20 years ago. Play-by-play.
You know, it's hard to believe that the Michael Jordan era is 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it seems... 50
years old, 50 years old tomorrow.
What's that?
50 years old tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems, you know, to us graybeards, and I do mean gray.
Yeah, right.
It seems like only yesterday.
Yeah, it does.
But it's interesting to hear, around the general media dial. I mean, it's interesting for all the disrespect that was heaped on LeBron. He is certainly now the flavor of the week, and many people are starting to, you know, look at this as a new era in basketball. There was the Jordan era. Now they're looking, well, is this the LeBron era? Will he go down in the history books to be as great in his own way as Michael Jordan was?
All right, let me say this. The great would go out of a limb here. LeBron James would be better than Michael Jordan. Why do I say that? One, LeBron James is bigger than Michael Jordan. Number two, LeBron James has more muscle than Michael Jordan. Now, Michael Jordan is a better shooter, correct. But LeBron James can learn to be a better shooter. What's he ever said? Look out. Because LeBron James is one of the most powerful guard forward I've ever seen. And what I mean is, if you post him up, he'll go right by you because it's me. If you guard him, he never go by, he'll shoot right out. So you have a potential at age 27 years old, 27, and most basketball players in their prime, 25 to 35. So the prize is right in the middle of that prime time. So the NBA better watch out, because if he stays in Miami, which I hope he does, he can win 3, 4, 5, 6 titles.
Well, let me ask you about the other component parts. The Miami team, as it's presently constituted, are they at around the same age as LeBron? So will they age along with him into their prime?
Only Wade. Wade's only the elder statesman at 32. So Wade might be at the end of his career, but Bosh is right there. Other guys younger than James. This team could be the iconic team overlapping the Chicago Bulls of the 90s. It has the right coach. It has the right attitude. James is becoming more and more confident in what he does and how he does it. Once he gets his shooting together, look out, I tell you, look out. Look out.
Let me ask you this. Why has it taken him this long to get his shooting together?
I knew you had that question. Because he did not go to college. And college teaches you how to shoot. And that's why I would wish that these guys would stay in college and learn about the other game. The first 3 years of LeBron James' career, he had to learn the game. Okay? That was LeBron James' problem. Once he learned the game, look at the day.
Right.
Kobe Bryant had the advantage. And the advantage is he had his dad. Kobe is way beyond everybody else because he has his mother's album. LeBron did not have that.
Well, interesting observation, interesting footnote to his career, too, how it took him some time to get his feet and his shot together.
Well, his shot not there yet. It's not there yet, but it's coming.
How do you see it developing?
Well, I see the confidence that wasn't there 2 years ago. It was not there. When he was out of the key, up on the post, he wouldn't take that shot. Now he will. He might miss it, but he'll take it.
Right. Now, LeBron is not in any of the sideline activities for All-Star Weekend, is he?
There's a rumor going around he might be in the dunk contest. I hope he does, because the dunk contest is slowly fading away in the distance. Because people do not take that contest seriously. So, no, there's going to be a real problem with this. They have to either get the player to play in the dunk contest, or just grab it all together.
Now, isn't the roster for the dunk contest already set, or can he?
No. It is set to tonight.
So he could decide this afternoon that he wants to do it.
It's probably already set now because it's 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's 4:30.
Another thing about the dunk contest is a lot of the people who enter. Some of the people who seem to work, who have the best dunks, are not the premier players.
No, they're all no name, because nobody wants to enter anymore. See, what happened was, once Michael Jordan and the guy in Atlanta, I can't get his name now, but once they retired, That was the end of the Dunker contest.
Dominique?
Thank you. Good man.
Wait a minute. I came up with the name ahead of the host?
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, I gotta talk to management here and get a host.
Because it's not really wrong color. Washington took on the era of the South. with no bad players. Now, here we go with a team with no bad players and call the wide of a buzzer with the R word. So it fits perfectly. Well, my friends, President Kennedy, the National Football League executives, and the federal government said, okay, you have to integrate. Mr. Marshall said, I'm not doing that. Well, Kennedy said, if you don't do that, you can't play in Washington Stadium. Well, they did it in 1981. With Mitchell. Mitchell became the first African American executive in 1969, 70. And the fight began with the name that very year, 70, 71, with the American Indian Movement. All over the country, the AIM had protests, education forums, all over the country. Dartmouth College was the first college to change their name from Indians to Big Green. Stanford followed 3 years later. Stanford followed that. And it was like a chain action. Only a few teams refused to do so. I won't go into many names. A few teams did not want to do it. Most recently, University of North Dakota and University of Illinois, Champaign, Urbana. So this fight will continue until the Washington Football Club. I don't mind the colors. I don't mind the logo. I think the logo is one of the most majestic logos of all of the Indian sports teams' logos. So I have a problem with that. And the name is derogatory. It's racist. And go back to a very bad time.
Now, your article that is on BASN goes through this whole history, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I would strongly suggest that people check this out, BASN.com. They can search under your name, Gary Norris Gray, because it really goes through this entire detailed history. Now, I heard this just this past week on KNBR radio in San Francisco, which is the flagship station for the 49ers and the Giants.
Yeah.
The radio talk show host there. We're talking about this very issue. You know, so I'm wondering if this is starting to get some attention.
Well, it is because the AMI, back in 1998, the American Indian Movement had so much energy to give to this program, and it comes in waves. Well, the last wave was 94, 98. That was the last wave. Well, the new wave is coming with new kids trying to do the program again. So all these youngsters, 20, 30 years old, are back at the warpath again. Excuse my impression, but that's right, the warpath again. But, so, at this time, we have Mayor Gray, no relations, Mayor Gray saying, if the Washington Football Club moves to Washington, they got a long discussion about his name. We got Cowboy Reggie over here. WCLM. Cowboy!
Hey, Big G, how you doing, my friend?
Okay, we're talking about the Washington Football Club.
Yes, sir.
What are they doing in your area about this team?
Well, the bottom line is that the Washington Football Club brand is worth $1 billion. And with it being $1 billion, Basically, Dan Snyder saying it's not feasible for him to change it. And he's not going to change
yeah.
it. It's not an outcry. But like I said, his brand is worth $1 billion.
He's the grandson of President Marshall. He's the grandson now.
Yeah, but see, the bottom line, Gary, is that as long as people go out and spend money, that's what's going to happen. So they're not going to change the brand at all.
Well, I was talking to Art a minute ago. Yeah, this is very simple. It's very simple to listen to this. It's always a problem. You know, people are always going to buy products. They're always buying sports products. Now, if you change the name, when people go out and buy the new logo, I mean, the new name of the team, I mean, that would be billions of dollars.
Because you know what's wrong, Gary? Because economically, people do not stand up and say, we're going to hold this. Now, this has been something with the Jewish, and they would have had a Jewish connotation, they would stop it cold. You know, but when you don't have people out there that don't even have a sense of history or what goes on, they're not going to change it. That's the bottom line.
That leaves me to another point. The American Indians, First Nation, are the lowest in the economic ladder in America. They have the lowest political power in this country. Therefore, that's one of the main reasons why we had this issue with American Indian logos and mascots. Because there's no political power behind this.
Yep, so true. I mean, look at the Indians when they had that crazy mascot with the stupid grin. No, that's the bottom line right now.
It's still there.
Yep. But G, you got to get back to work, my man. All right, Gary.
Okay. Thank you, man. That's Galva Rezzi on WCLM, 1450, on your dial, on the internet. All right, Art.
I'm still with you, Gary.
What do you think about the comment I made about the economic,
I think Reggie brings up a good point about how the brand has value as it is. And I was trying to think of a parallel where a brand changed. The only thing I could think of is when, people may remember this, when Coca-Cola changed its formula, came up with New Coke.
Yeah.
Now, that brand did not fly. People did not like the taste of New Coke, and they went back to the old formula. But that was a shift where, you know, the brand, there was a change. And I think when you own the brand, you know, you can change the name of your brand. You could change it, say, to the Washington Braves. Keep the logo, keep the color, keep the historical connection. And still have your brand. And I think you raise a good point that now, you know, you're going to have to sell new jerseys to everybody who had our word jerseys. Now they're going to have to get Braves jerseys.
Well, this is a no-brainer. I mean, you want to make money, this is the way to do it. A no-brainer here.
The grandson seems to be attached to the name. And it does seem to be a family tradition. You talk about how when the Washington team was the only Southern team and was not integrated, it would have been, in effect, the team of the old Southern aristocracy.
Yep, that's right.
And so, you know, the grandfather would have been very much plugged into that old aristocracy. You know, you've raised this notion before about, what is it, 7 states still have the Confederate stars and bars in their state flags. So the, you know, the Southern aristocracy, which, you know, whether it's the Confederacy or the moneyed elite or, you know, plantation mentality or whatever, still is strong. And it's unfortunate that the grandson will not let go of that family tradition, but family traditions die hard.
Well, you know, there are two forces at work here. The NFL could make recommendations, and the ESPN can make recommendations. But I noticed this is the part that really gets under my skin. When ESPN says the word, and they almost like smiling when they say it. It's like, why are you smiling about saying this word? It's almost like throwing it in your face.
Right.
And for those who are not Native American or not, you know, no tribe, it wouldn't matter to them. But the people who are Native American or First Nation, it's an issue here. And to sit there in front of the camera and say a name and smile about it, there's nothing wrong with this picture.
Yeah. Why do you think the NFL doesn't take a stand on it?
Because of the money. Because of the cash. The Washington Football Club is the third highest of all football teams. It's the Cowboys, number one. The Raiders, Oakland Raiders, number two. And the Washington Football Club, number three. That's why.
In terms of what? They're number three in terms of what?
Rose product.
Product, huh. It's interesting that the Raiders are number two.
Well, Raiders are number one for all time.
Huh.
The Cowboys surpassed them in the 90s.
Right, I can understand that, being America's team.
Yep, in the 90s and 2000, they passed them. But if the Washington Football Club keeps improving, they should improve. They will pass the Raiders too.
Yeah. The point I find interesting is that you do find the logo, as you said, majestic.
Well, I have no problem with the color. I have no problem with the logo. And the same thing with the high school in Selma, Idaho. Same thing. They are one of the nastiest names you can think of. Savages. Why would you name your school Savages? I mean, can you be serious?
Well, you know, I just to argue here, I think, you know, a lot of these names, you know, whether it's Giants or Braves or even Savages, are trying to connote a feeling of toughness.
But the word, the definition of savage.
Yeah, but I mean, when my team goes against your team, we're going to savage you. I mean, that's to strike fear into your heart, to intimidate you, and to set my team up to win.
Okay.
You know, now the Blackhawks, a lot of people say the Blackhawks also have a magnificent logo.
That's right.
And nobody really objects to that name.
No, but okay, this is the thing. When you name the Cleveland Indians, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Washington Football Club, who else? Chicago Blackhawks is a Pacific tribe. I have no problem with anybody having a Pacific tribe. Like, as far as the Seminoles, I don't mind that. North Dakota Fighting Sioux is a tribe. What I have a problem with is the generic Indian, generic R word. That's not right. That's what I have a problem with.
Right.
Because it's a blanket statement. And the Cleveland Indians are the most offensive logo of all. Because it's like a grinning red Sambo. Like Johnny Dieter, it's a red Sambo.
Well, I know this is a story you feel strongly about and you revisit it periodically, but again, I'll reference people to the article on BASN.com is your, you know, kind of your magnum opus on this topic, complete with history and illustrations. I mean, the illustrations that I saw in the draft are pretty wild. Are those on the webpage?
Yes, they are.
Have you gotten much response from them?
Oh, yes. And not pretty. Not pretty, Italian.
Well, you go to the extreme to paint the picture, so.
Yeah, well, let me say this. America refuses to go into the future. He keeps dragging the dragon into the future. And this is one issue they're going to be kicking and screaming. This is the last of the minority issue for a while. And because Americans love their sport. Americans do not want their sport to change. That's why it's so difficult to get through. Because Americans do not want to change familiarity. This is bringing familiarity to them. And they don't want to change. That's why it's so difficult.
Right. Let me just change topics here. The hockey league, the NHL, is back in a limited season. What do you think the level of play has been?
It's got better the last 8 days. It's got a lot better. And you begin to see teams play better defense, score old goals. The goalies are always better than everybody else. Because goalies are continually practicing, where regular players do not practice. So when the game started, people could not score, which is typical because you had to have timing. Goalies don't have to do that. So you had a lot of 1-0, 2-1, you know, or opposite, like 11-3, really crazy games. But no in between, no middle of the road game. Now you begin to see middle of the road games. 5-4, 6-4, you begin to see that kind of stuff. You didn't see that in the first 2 or 3 weeks.
By the time this moves to the end of the season, do you think you'll have a bona fide and genuine playoff setups, or do you think teams will be... Diminished or handicapped by the shortened season?
Well, as the Flyers about that, the Flyers are in trouble. The Flyers are in deep doo-doo because they lost eight out of ten games, and they're in last place. And you're not gonna get the New Jersey Devils. Not gonna get them because the Devils. And I said this many times. If you can play defense. In any sport, you play defense, you are in the hunt. The New Jersey Devils, the Anaheim Ducks, the Chicago Blackhawks, they all have one thing in common. They play defense. And they're all at the top of the division. So, when the strike came back on, I chose all the teams that I knew to play defense, and I'm so far correct.
Yeah. Who do you see as the winners and the losers from the strike, the lockout?
Oh, teams like LA Kings.
No, but between players and management, who won the lockout?
Look, the owners were stupid for doing what they did 4 years ago. You sat there and you signed the contract, 56, 40, 40, whatever it was. Why did you sign the contract if you didn't like it? So this time, we're going 50-50, which eventually everybody's going to do 50-50 anyway. Basketball is going to be the same thing. Football is going to do the same thing. Sooner or later, baseball is going to do the same thing. 50-50. Because one has to help the other. You can't have, nobody's going to win if you have 54, 48, whatever it is. You're not going to win that way. too much money involved now.
Right. Is the NHL going to have this problem come up again, or is this going to settle it for a while?
Well, it's been 10-year contract. I hope it lasts that long.
Uh-huh. Okay. And looking now down past All-Star Weekend with the NBA, what do you see? Do you have any picks or anything you're looking, highlights you're looking for the balance of the season?
Well, I'm surprised that LA Lakers, how dysfunctional this team really is. They have the talent there, they have the skill there, and I go right back to the coach again. You have a coach that will not teach defense. Well, guess what? The Lakers are 28th in defense. They never, look, all of the years I've seen Lakers, they've never been in the 20s in defense, ever. Ever. And here we are, 2013, the Lakers are 26th in defense. Are you kidding me? And we go right back to the coach. I mean, there's no other reason behind that. Okay, moving on. The New York Knicks, I know my Knicks fans are going to hate me for saying this, but they will not win the NBA title this year. They won't do it. They need a power forward. Anthony's good. Wiles is good. Jason Kidd is getting old. So, at the end of the year, will these old guys play well? We don't know. Anyway, I don't think New York. I think LeBron James is going to repeat. Going to repeat again. And it will be either San Antonio out of the West or Oklahoma to the out of the West. Those are the two teams out of the West. And I think Kevin Durant is given one more year. And look out. Oklahoma City, they made a big mistake letting Harden go to Houston. They need that tough defensive man to come all the best. They don't have that now. They don't.
Well, those are the picks. So really, keep the eye on the Heat.
Well, I think the Heat are glass above everybody else. And people are going to say LA Clippers are good. Yeah, LA Clippers are good too. But who they have to stop an offensive guy? No. I mean, you have Blake Griffin. You have Chris Paul. But who do you have to stop the offensive man? You don't have anybody. No, I think it's going to be San Antonio Spurs or Oklahoma City out of the West.
I can't argue with that, Gary. I can't argue with it, so I won't.
Oh, I'm going to ask you a question. Last week, Olympian Lindsey Vonn broke her
ACL, LCL. Well, and broke her leg. I mean, that was a devastating injury.
Yeah. Tiger Woods gave her a private jet. His private jet. Flew her back home. And the media jumped all over this thing. Now, my question is, it was just a friend helping a friend. Why? And nothing going on between the two of them. But the media plays like, oh, a new couple. I mean, come on, man.
No, there had been, prior to that, there had been some references that they were dating.
Really?
Yeah. She's recently coming off a divorce. Either she is divorced or she's filing for divorce and is in the process of a divorce. So that's in the works.
Oh.
Okay. And they supposedly had been seen having dinner or something like that. And, you know, it's the scandal aspect. And, you know, here it's, you know, Tiger with yet another blonde, a very high-profile blonde.
Yeah.
You know, sort of, you know, dating on the sly. And then there was talk about, you know, he was even, you know, who knows, that he was going to get back with his wife, you know, and she...
Yeah, I heard that, Ruben.
You know, and she's building this, you know, mega mansion, and she was going to have some, you know, mega multi-million dollar prenup and all this stuff. So, but it's that gossip and titillation factor.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it does become exacerbated by, you know, the blonde angle and and money. You know, I mean, you know, whoever knew that Tiger had his own jet? I never knew that.
Oh, well, Moe's Garber, dude, my friend.
But I figure, you know, he's played over in Bahrain enough times that he made the money, certainly, to buy a jet.
Yeah, Moe's and Garber's in the golfing world had their own jets.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. You know, I'm not feeling so well today. Maybe somebody will come and pick me up.
Okay, well, let me move on to that. That's the thing. What do you think about the LAPD... incident this week.
What was that?
Maybe it was the LAPD incident this week with Officer Donner doing what he did.
That was the shootout and the burning house and all that?
Yeah, all that stuff, yeah.
You know, I really didn't follow it.
Okay, right. I wanted to ask you what you thought because you're an officer of the law. I mean, that's good.
Well, you know, I think unfortunately... You know, there's so many people in the world that, you know, unfortunately you're going to have, you know, rogue individuals who go off.
That's why I want to bring it up. The reason why I say that is because, you know, what he was trying to do, the American media played this guy as a bad guy. And I read the 13-page manifesto, and the guy, I'll tell you, he was not crazy. There was somebody who wrote that manifesto right on time. Example number one, he named the Rampart Division of the LAPD who beat Rodney King. About five or six of those guys. All those guys are now captains and lieutenants. Now, why would LAPD promote those guys? I mean, and he was saying that. Why did you promote these guys to captain and lieutenant? They were a guy on tape. No, LAPD has a lot of house cleaning to do, because if that's the case, we got a problem with LA. Hello.
Well, yeah, again, as when you get me silent, Gary, you got me thinking. I don't know the facts. I don't know if the statement of that manifesto is true.
Well, all the guys are promoted for the Rodney King case.
Well, yeah, that may be true, but, you know, because somebody says it in a manifesto doesn't make it true. You would have to go back and check, okay, first of all, were these guys in fact involved in the Rodney King case? You'd have to do independent research to verify that. Easily done, but you would have to do that and say, okay, have these guys now been promoted? The Rodney King incident is itself, again, probably, what, 20 years old?
Yep, that's right.
And so you've got 20 years, you've got basically an entire officer's career.
Well, the LAPD has been known to be not one of your better police forces.
Well, but people can rehabilitate themselves, you know, over a period of time. And you have to remember one thing about the Rodney King case, as shocking as the conduct was, when you look at the videotape, if Rodney King had stayed down...
Oh, Art.
Hold on, let me finish. And that may have been a lot to ask him to do, but if he had stayed down, he would not have been tased, he would not have been beaten.
It's when he continues to try to regain his feet that they apply additional force.
Okay.
So you have to look, I think, at both sides of that incident. So these officers may have rehabilitated themselves, I don't know. And it may be that it's a department in which it rewards rogue conduct. I don't know.
Well, if you have things that are surrounding you, you ain't going nowhere.
Well, no. The lesson is to stay down. I think we've talked about this before. That I've had attorney mentors who were, you know, old time, you know, civil rights attorneys, had worked on some of the major cases coming out of the '60s, and their view, as much as they would fight vigorously in court, their view was to their clients, you know, don't fight the police out in the street. You're going to lose. You know, if you're going to be arrested, be arrested. You know, you're going to be taken down, be taken down. Fight it out later, because you're not going to win in the street.
Well, I understand.
And, you know, that may be difficult, you know, when you're surrounded and outnumbered, but when you know, conversely, you see what happens when you try to regain your feet. It just makes things worse. Now, could it have gone the other way? Could Rodney King have cooperated and been beaten to a pulp? Even when he's cooperating, well, yes, that could have happened too. And it could have been that fear, that apprehension that caused him to try to regain his feet.
Yeah.
No easy answers.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, as always, the curve raises good questions.
Yeah.
So no easy answers. Perhaps another listener will, you know, have more information on that, or have...
I hope so, because this case really bothered me, because this guy was a very good guy, and to do this, it really had to be terribly wrong for him to do this. I mean, terrible. You don't do that without a really good reason for doing this. It's beyond our comprehension. We can't ask questions because he's not here to ask questions.
Right. And, again, I don't know enough about it.
Okay. All right, cool.
Anything else on your mind, young man?
Well, I'm going to do a national boycott of Subway sandwiches. You see the Subway sandwich commercial, and lack of sensitivity to Black History Month, Subway Sandwich Incorporated has a commercial, and in that commercial, they have a Chinese New Year, they have President's Day, and they have a Queen of Egypt who was Cleopatra. That's fine, but Cleopatra was the wrong color. No, somebody either did not do their homework, or they didn't care.
Now, why would they do a Cleopatra?
As for Black History Month.
Well, that's pretty lame.
I agree. I want people to write somebody's name in corporate and tell them, change Cleopatra. Because it's a wrong color,
brother. Now, the Cleopatra that they used in the commercial, what color was she?
Huh?
What color was the Cleopatra they used? Black?
No, it's white.
Oh.
Cleopatra was Egyptian, brown skin. I mean, it's like.
I'm not even sure about that. She might have been Greek. She might have been from the Ptolemy family, which is Greek.
She still was dark skin. This girl was not dark skin.
I don't know.
And that again, you know, injury, doing correctly. That's all I ask somebody to do it correctly.
Have you written your letter yet to Subway?
Oh, I'm in the process.
I'm sure you are. Sure you are. You're quite the letter writer there.
Yeah, I sure am. I want that commercial plug. Anyway, what's gonna happen is it's only two more weeks left anyway. So they're gonna get running for 2 more weeks.
Right.
And then boy, watch. And the my question, where is the NAACP on this? Where is the Black Congressional Congressman? These are the kind of stuff I need to stop. Right in its tracks. I mean, those guys at Subway know better. They know better than to do that. And anyway, because nobody will challenge them or ask them questions. Well, guess what? I will.
Yes, you will, and you have. And I'll leave it on that.
Okay.
Have a good Saturday, Gary.
Hey, I guess you get your old.
Well, I earned it this week. I own the co-host theme song with my Dominique Wilkins. Reference.
Yeah, you do. I gotta get out of here right now. Hold on. 2 seconds. We're gonna get it right here. Nicole 07.
Back when the Knicks show pride. This is the time to bring it back, yo. We and Amari. We draw charges and we said, damn, we are New York. We are the New York Knicks.
Hey, go New York, go New York, go.
This is the New York Radio Network. Yeah. Okay. It's retraining. The Giants on Monday opens retraining for pitchers and catchers. The Atlanta Braves, decided to leave all the Cleveland Indians off of their training uniform. Thank you, Atlanta Braves. The great jazz musician Donald Byrd passes away at 80 years old in memory of the Blackbirds and a great song called Flight Time. If you ever get old, check out Flight Time. Wednesday, Noel from Kentucky Dinner, Noel from Kentucky University will be out the rest of the season. The best shot blocker in America. Yeah, he entered school because of Mr. Commissioner Stern's 1 year age limit. So now Mr. Noel is hurt playing college basketball. Well, he should have been in the NBA. Now, what are the NBA and NCAA going to do about this kid? I bet you. If he can't play this year, guess where he's gonna be at? HBCU. As always the case, because what's gonna happen is Kentucky's gonna drop him, drop his scholarship, and he's gonna be out there all by himself. And the HBCU is gonna have to pick up the pieces, enroll in school so he graduate, or while he's rehabbing the knee. The rumors are flying over about Super Bowl being moved to Saturday. So Monday can people go to work without a hangover. Very wise decision. Move the game to Saturday. Sunday people can sleep in. Because the game doesn't end until 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock on the East Coast, which I think is stupid to begin with. It will be the first Super Bowl on the East Coast, outdoors, in the cold weather. Are you crazy? It will be at MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands in New Jersey next year. In the middle of January. Hello? The Yankees, of course, here we go. It's a bigger show already. A-Rod will be not be in retraining. Derek Jeter is on treadmill. And Mario Rivera returns the team this week. Of course, the media will follow every move the Yankees make. So, A-Rod will not be in retraining. Jeter came back in training with the treadmill. And Mario is throwing like tosses in the bullpen. Yeah, another year, 2013, nothing changes. Thursday, sad news from Oscar Pistorius, double amputee, world class Olympian. Paralympic star allegedly shot his girlfriend on the Valentine's Eve. All the billboards were taken down in South Africa. He was a star in South Africa. And it really told me that this man who transcended the table of sports is in jail. And he'll be there for a while. The preliminary trial will be this Tuesday. It's going to be cold, but we watch this case very closely. Amado was coming to his house in the middle of the night. And look, ladies, if your boyfriend or husband, let me cover you up, if your boyfriend or husband has a gun in the house, make sure you know where a gun is at all times. If you have children in the house, make sure you know where a gun is at all times. We have 5,000 children, 5,000 under the age of 20, who were killed this year, this past year. President Obama is getting gun control. What Republicans and the NRA are not going for. The NRA is a bully. It's a bully because it wasn't to get his way all the time. Well, guess what? Bullies lose too. And this fight, you're going to lose. American people are sorry and sad and disappointed in the American Congress for not supporting gun control. Now, why do you have an AK-47 in your house? Hello? It's Friday. Did you work? Did you support black business? Did you buy black? But before we go in, I want to send a child to Michael Lewis Ingram, who will do a beggar's banquet tomorrow night at 6 Pacific time. He will do all love songs for Valentine's Day on BothersRadio.com. I will be an hour earlier with Teddy Pendergrass. So, a full evening of St. Valentine's Day late tomorrow night. Speaking of Teddy, I'm going to tell you to come to the house. My mom, Teddy, with his last great hit called Joy. Great song. And there was a kid at Oakland, Alameda County Coliseum, who was born on the last day of the 1980 season called Joy. This song is very important to me, as this Joy now is 33 years old. So Joy, hope you enjoy this by Teddy Pendergrass.
Check it out.
One Love Radio on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your hosts Rhonda Harper and Imani Wilmot on blogtalkradio.com.
If you're looking for real talk on sports, politics, and other important issues, tune in to The Bachelor Pad every Monday through Friday beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. L.A. Bachelor and Tony McClain look to enlighten, empower, and educate people on the topics that people are talking about, but discuss them from a social, economical, and racial standpoint. It's sports, breaking news, updates, politics, great guests, and music in between. It's The Bachelor Pad every Monday through Friday beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Listen at www.thebachelorpad.biz. That's www.thebachelorpad.biz. Follow us at facebook.com/padnation and at Pad for Truth on Twitter. That's at Pad4Truth.
So, we've been on a full year and it's been a fabulous run, and you're going to want to join us. In fact, right now, we're doing a series called Voices from Palestine. My executive producer, Donna Nasour, she's in the Middle East, and she's conducting interviews right now with Palestinians in the West Bank, Palestinians in Bethlehem, Palestinians in East Jerusalem. And those interviews will be played on my show. So you're going to want to join us Wednesday from 2 to 3 on KCAA right here to hear Voices from Palestine. You don't want to miss it. Join me.
That's KCAA. KCAA. Thank you. That's, we'll move on to the end of the Basketball Hall of Fame came out yesterday. Gary Payton, the glove, you know what we call the glove, Gary Payton from Oakland, Tim Hardaway, and Mitch Richmond. Two doors to run the TMZ crowd of Golden State Warriors. Dawn Staley, WNBA star. Maurice Cheeks of the WNBA Sixers. Spencer Haywood. And my favorite, New York Knicks, Bernard King. The coaches, Guy Lewis, Rick Pitino, and Jerry the Turk. Darganian, the shark. There you have the all the news on Saturday today, sporting America take 1-2 in the skeleton race in the Winter Games in Russia. Noel Pease and Katie Underlander win their each 1-2 in America ready for the Winter Olympics already. And they win the Russians to go to the race. And they will miss Lindsey Vonn. And she can't get back on the slopes. Boston Celtics are shopping Rondo and Garnett to get younger players. Rondo is injured and Garnett is a good center, but I don't think Garnett can leave Boston. The trade deadline is 2 weeks away. The Lakers, Lakers are looking for new players and are dangling Dwight Howard and Paul Gasol as trade bait. Well, the way I would look good in blue and orange. Yeah, New York Knicks. NCAA. We get number 12, Oklahoma State, Lady Cowboys. We went Virginia on Wednesday. And MEAZ promoted his recent inductee into the Hall of Fame, MEAZ Hall of Fame, class of 2013. John Alford, that guy at State Football Wrestling, drafted by the Miami Dolphins. Luis Brennan, at North Carolina Central. Wide receiver drafted by the Bengals, All Pro, Sharon Bromo, I like this lady, University of Maryland, Eastern Shore, she is the first African American to win the Bowling National title as a team. University of Maryland, Eastern Shore has won 3 in a row. Going for the first one this year. So, Sharon Bromo is in the MEAZ Hall of Fame. Yvette Lewis, Hampton Irish, Olympic Tri Star, and Dean Wilson, Albert Bison, football coach, Hall of Fame from 1989 to 2001. There you have the MEAZ All Bay Reductives for 2013. HBCU basketball rankings: 1 Norfolk State, 2 North Carolina Central, 3 Savannah State, 4 Southern, and 5 Morehouse. Now on the men's side. Monday night, Norfolk State. We're battling the MEAZ title with 10 games left. They beat Maryland in the Shore 85-63 to remain undefeated in conference. North Carolina Central tried to keep playing the spot. Lindsey's Israel and Norfolk State will be on Monday night for the title. And it's raining Monday night. All three teams at that stretch. They the Southern University, Arkansas by Bluff on 1-2-3 and play each other the last week of February. That'll be interesting. In the women's side, they have the Pirates. Nobody will get these girls. This is out of sight. 11-1 in conference, 19-5 overall, and they have beaten five Division One teams. If they don't get a higher ranking of as March Madness, I'll go be upset. They deserve a 14 seed, not a 15. No, it's 16. They deserve a 14 seed. And the Pirates are 19-5. 11-0 in conference with 7 games to go. And nobody will catch them. The closest team is NCAAT. And they're 7-3. So they're already 3 games behind. And with 6 games to go, ain't gonna happen. Number one in the ranking is Andrew, of course. A little bit three, number two, Shaw Bears, number three, Lady Aggies, A&D, Nugget A&D, four, and that guy is Central, no, that guy is State, excuse me, number five, Lady Birds. Beat up on Delaware State with Senator Bennett and guard Advent 20 points each. The Aggies, Lady Aggies, try to keep up with the Pirates. They beat the Florida A&M Rattlers 59-50 in the swing Monday night. Morgan Simmons, the Texas Tigers, beat the Grambling Tigers in the swing. Give a two-game lead over Southern Jaguars, who are the Mississippi Valley 51-57. So there you go. Get down to the wire in the NCAA with 2 weeks to go before a tournament time. Next week will be last regular season week before playoffs. We're going to playoffs next week, I guess. Yeah, we're going to playoffs. But the Hampton Lady Pirates should win their conference. And the Norfolk State Spartans and North Carolina Central will be here about Monday night. I will see who wins that game Monday night. Yes, indeed. So, we get down to the last go-round of the River Gold.
Brooklyn Nets, that still sounds weird. It's a New Jersey Nets to me.
had to defeat the Denver Nuggets 119-108. And Joe Johnson in the middle of home, and he was weird in a New Jersey Nets, in a Brooklyn Nets uniform after years in Atlanta. On Thursday, the team that everybody fears, the Miami Heat and the Oklahoma City Thunder, played Thursday night, and the Thunder would never end the game. 110-100. It wasn't even close. LeBron James and D-Wade took control for the start. And the battle of Los Angeles, well, you know what that is. It wasn't the Lakers either. The Clippers just elbowed the Lakers. 125-100. Kobe Bryant had his worst game of his career in purple and gold. This team is just dismissal. I don't know what you can do with this team. The first mistake was KD Antoni as a coach. Wrong coach. I mean, what more can I say? It's the wrong coach. And they're in last place. Which is not how you do. Every D'Antoni team like that is a defense. Nothing new here. All right. Now we get back to the on the ice with the NHL. Guys, this is my boys, my Dirty Devils. Yeah. Tuesday night in the tank. $3 of the week for hugging Jimmy Howard of the Detroit Red Wings. Got 45 goals, 2 of a green at Detroit. Beat LA Kings 2-1. Number two star, Greg Anderson, my favorite amazing man. Got 40 goals. And Ottawa wins 2-0 in Buffalo 2-9. And my number one star, of course, is a goalie, of course. Nabokov and the New York Islanders who beat the Rangers on 39th day. They beat them 5-4 Islanders over the Rangers. And the Rangers are up and down team. I don't know what they're gonna do day to day. Other news in the PGA, Brent Snedeker wins the final round at ATP Pebble Classic with a round of 55. Brent Snedeker wins the ATP Pebble. Teenager Linda Koh, American, Korean American, wins the New Zealand Women's Open. In New Zealand, graduated the youngest player to win a major tournament. Linda Koh, which is at 15 years old, she can do this. Why can't basketball players at 15 years old play pro basketball? But yet, these guys can play pro tennis and golf at 15. In the Pro Bowlers Association, they're hiring to take this all weekend. And tennis is a busy week. 3 major tournaments. The SAP in California, San Jose. The Brazil Open in Bahia, Brazil. And that brother, a great match this week. Jean-Martin Dipolo defeat Guillaume Monfils 3-2 in the second round of a 3-hour match in the ABN AMRO World Tennis Championship in Holland. It will end today, or tomorrow. The women are in Qatar, in Doha, and all the seeded players moved on to the quarterfinals. I mean, Serena Williams, Maria Sharapova, I get the other two, but all the seeded players are in. Next week will be the U.S. Indoor Championship in Tennessee, the Copa Telemec in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and the Open 13 in France. Now, as it is today, we have a cove, and we have a good time. Don't forget, tomorrow, the Graham McCall Music Box Hour with Teddy Pendergrass, followed by Love with Michael Ingram at 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock your time back in the East. Yes, indeed. Go to the website at blackguy.com. And WCNM 4050 at Calvin Reggie. All right, George. Oh, we gotta go. Where we go? 609.
Hello.
What's up?
A couple of things I wanted to ask you about. The young lady that's 15?
Yeah.
She won the Was that golf?
Yeah, it's the New Zealand Women's Open.
Oh, okay.
And,
I wonder what when she began to play that sport.
Well, this reminds me of Michelle Wee. Michelle Wee started at 14.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle Wee didn't win anything until she was 16.
But this young woman is 15.
15.
And she's won the Open already.
Already.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to comment on was Go Hampton. You think they're going to go all the way?
Well, they'll win the MEAC title. Nobody did it. The only competition is A&T. Look at A&T, and they're already close.
A&T is the only competition that they have?
Yeah.
Well, that's really interesting.
They killed A&T a month ago. They killed them a month ago. No.
Okay. They'd already played them, and they beat them.
That was in Greensboro, a month ago.
Oh, okay.
I played Virginia in about a week. So you know what's going to happen there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty much, I would like to commend you on honoring Michael Jordan on his 50th birthday.
Yep.
That was well done.
Thank you. I had to do that. I used to do back in the old days at the old United Center.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they opened the show like that.
Yeah.
Michael, I can't believe he's 50 years old.
Well, maybe you'll be around when LeBron James hits 50.
Oh, he's 27 now. That's a long time.
Yeah, that's right.
What, 23 years?
Yeah, if I recall correctly, there was someone online last week who spoke of LeBron James. Maybe it was the young man from SIU.
Glenn,
who spoke of LeBron James as being a basketball player that exceeds Michael Jordan.
I think he will. Because of his size,
mm-hmm.
I think LeBron is bigger than Michael Jordan, he's physically bigger.
Oh.
I got so hard. If he ever gets a jump shot,
mm-hmm.
It's over.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to next week's show.
Here we go. Counting down to the playoffs.
That's true.
SIU won't be there.
SIU is not going to make it this
year.
No,
they won't even come close.
Mm.
Anyway, it won't be anywhere near.
What teams are going to be there?
Oh, the usual suspects: Syracuse, Carolina, Duke, Gonzaga, Calvert, but sneak in there. The back door. The Cal women team is very well. They beat UCLA last night.
Oh, good for them.
Stanford beat USC. So both of those schools are 1-2 in the back 12 division. So they should, both of those should go.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
All right. Well, that's all that I had to ask you this week.
All right, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna end it with the Chicago Bulls ending.
Okay, keep up the good work.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, I wanted to, there's one other thing I wanted to say to you. The Super Bowl will be in.
Don't get me started.
In the Northeast next year. But wait a minute. This week we had temperatures close to 60 degrees. So who knows what it will be when they have the Super Bowl next year.
This is one of the dumbest, stupidest things I've ever seen.
So who knows? Maybe there'll be snow on the ground.
Yep.
Maybe, who knows what kind of weather is going to be on
Okay. The Super Bowl has been up north 3 times, but they've been in dome stadiums. Right, they were in Indianapolis, Detroit, and Minnesota, all been dome stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
This would be outdoors. In the middle of winter. Are you crazy?
You may have one of those 60 degrees day.
And knowing that everybody gets lucky to do that too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, I'm gonna get this and see how it sounds like.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Right. Take care.
Bye. Very close.
Mr. Eddie Pendergrass. And we're gonna close the door. And we're gonna close the door. If I get this right. We're closing the door on February 16th, 2012.
2, 3.